Shaitan makes us to dodge namazes, etc., not pay heed, etc. But try and make, alhamdulillah, there are certain students, quite a few students, who make lot of ihtimam and are very particular about their namazes. About the sunnat namazes also, nafils also, there are such students also. But unfortunately, there are the students who just don't worry about namaz at all. And they don't perform their namazes. They just sit around, even if they do make namaz with jamaat, but the sunnat namazes, witr, wajib namaz, many namazes, then they leave out. And they are making a noise, etc. outside. So that is very, very important. Make namaz your priority. It is your most important thing, your namaz. And then also with regard to certain other gunas which are common among students, which we should try and avoid completely. One is making ghibat, backbiting, and the worst of all, to backbite about the ustad. If the ustad reprimanded us, shouted us, gave us a hiding or anything, then usually we start talking bad about the ustad. We make like a joke of the ustad when we were the friends, etc., in the class. This is very dangerous. Ghibat is terrible, and ghibat of the ulama is much more worse, and ghibat of one's ustad is even worse. And ghibat is to say anything which that person will dislike. If you have to say it in front of him, you say it behind his back. That is what is called ghibat. So that is also a very common thing. Another thing which is common also, unfortunately, and Allah alone can give us the solution to it, is the cell phone, and particularly the cell phones, and I suppose perhaps all the students, who they have got cell phones, though it's the law that you should not have a cell phone. And not only that you have a cell phone, but with internet also. And with internet, how many times students get caught with all filthy and dirty things on it. Or even commentary about soccer, about cricket, etc., all these things which we take interest in. So these are all very important things that we should try and avoid. Then you will get barakat in your knowledge. It's not just a matter of coming to the madrasa, passing exams, and becoming an alim and getting a certificate, but to be accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala. That is, we have to stay with this taqwa. So therefore, this is very, very important. And then respect and adab of the ustads also, in front of them also, and as I explained, behind their back also. In the classrooms we see, if the ustad is not there, how many times students just lying down, legs facing the Quran Sharif or facing Qibla, and sleeping in class and just lying down. Also another thing that we should be very careful about, the views of the fans and the lights. They are here for your convenience, for your ease and your comfort. But how many times we find there isn't a single person, the fan is on, the light is left on. When we go to the toilets also, we come out, when you flush, sometimes the flush has got a fault, it's faulty. And the water just keeps on running all the time. Just by pressing it one time, adjusting it little bit, it comes right. But we don't pay attention. And how much water gets wasted, how much lights are left on, the toilet lights are just left on, and nobody worries about it. So these are all things which are against the usul and against principles, and they affect us later on in life. So therefore, be very careful. Also, we will appeal to the students that no matter how many times, but that you report any tap that is leaking, any fault, anything that is faulty, any latches which are not working, report it over and over again till it gets fixed. Because everyone's eyes can't be everywhere. You people are using it, you know what is faulty, what needs attention. And don't sit with the excuse that we had reported it one time. Keep on until it gets repaired. Report it so that it can get repaired. May Allah let us look after all amanat, and may Allah Ta'ala protect us and give us barakat in our studies. And one of two very important things is to stay with taqwa and with adab. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.